Hi, this is Local Broke Girl, and if you're listening to this audio that isn't from my Reddit or Soundgasm account under the name Local Broke Girl, then you're probably listening to this audio from a site that has like re-uploaded it without my permission, and I would really appreciate it if you could go back to your original source and support me from there. Thank you, and enjoy your audio. Hey. I just finished wrapping my Christmas presents. So now I just have to make like a little label so that I know it's for who. Yeah, I know I only have three, but that's because I'm already done with one for Renee. And then my present for my dad hasn't arrived yet. So yeah. And my sister's is labeled, so all that's left is yours and my mom's. So it wouldn't be too fun. Yeah, maybe I won't put in any effort for yours, like, won't even use my washi tape. Should I use the green? That looks disgusting, that's not. My nails? Yeah, I got them done today. Do you like them? Festive nails. Yeah, the green is a little bit too dark, but still, festive colors, red and green. Very earthy tones, and I chose darker colors because they're easy to match. I'm smart. Yeah, it was nice to go like chill a little bit. Yeah, a nice manicure. Yeah, I got a nice manicure. Because, you know, I rarely paint my nails and shit. So. Yeah, your present is a huge box. I mean, I don't want you guessing what's inside. It could be a really tiny gift with a bunch of weights in the box. Like, you'll never know. Sneaky, sneaky. Thought about it beforehand. So, you'll never find out. Ooh, no, it's not. Black pen. Where is my black pen? There it is. Oh. My feet? Yeah, I got a bunch of blisters the other day when I bought my presents. Oh no, the tape. I need to reinforce that later. But yeah, remember those boots that you got me for my birthday? Yeah, so I thought I had broken into them already, but then because we went like what I went like half a year without wearing them because of the pandemic and everything,
Yeah, they blistered my feet. Like, created the blister and then popped the blister. I know it's disgusting, but like, you fucking asked, okay? Okay, shh. But I need to concentrate. So yeah, currently I'm trying my best like to minimize my need to go out. That's such a bad term. I'm used to this, I promise. Like, used to this tomorrow. Corona tape. No, I'm too lazy to go get scissors. Please don't. You got this, you got this. Music's loud. There we go. Should be better now. I'll clean it up with washi as I usually do. Oh no, why are people calling? Yeah, I'm popular. No, I think it's, yeah, it's just the Valorant group. I thought we put the sister on, though. Oh, whatever. Okay, yeah, I really do need to reinforce this. No, I don't know why it keeps, like, unsticking.
I'm pretty sure I have, like, a thick roll here. I don't know.
I do. Oh,
this is gonna be such a pain in here, so like, take up later.
Or like, no, put back.
My brain. It's too big for this one. Okay, I'll just use this one.
The washi? Yeah, what happened was that in 2016 I was really into bullet journaling. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to need a bunch of washi tape. And this is the result. What happened to my bullet journaling experience? Well, you can guess, it died. Turns out I do not have the discipline for starting a bujo, even though I've done so many times. I think at the end of the day, I am more of a write down and my laptop's calendar kind of gal. I know, not something I should be proud of, but still. Perfect. It's the perfect size. Okay, how many choose tape? This one? Yeah, this one's pretty. Look, it's got like the little gold flakes as well. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh my god, does it like Daiso? When I was in Japan, it was like what, 108 yen, I think. Ta-da! Okay, you've got one down. Okay, I need to reinforce this one as well. I'm really excited about the fact that like Christmas is almost here. Like, I know, like, Catholic, and I don't, like, yeah, I'm not Christian or Catholic in any way, but one thing I do like about, like, particularly Christmas holidays is the fact that people are generally nicer and in a good mood, to some extent. If you're working retail, it's, like, horrible. And as you can tell by wrapping skills, it's a blessing that I'm not working in retail. Stop shaming. Okay, which colored marker do you want? This one? There you go. With the black pen again. Yeah, picking up some of my bullet journaling tricks, as some might say. And then, okay, which color pen do you want? This one? Yeah, okay. And we're just gonna cut this out with the ruler. Okay, so two squares up and then two squares across. That was not it. I need one more square. You know, back in like 2016, I think it was also 2016, I had this Secret Santa thing with a bunch of friends who are, majority of them are no longer my friends, so it's kind of sad. Oh no. Okay, but you know what, one thing about that, oh my god. This is a mess. Okay, here. Which tape do you want? That one? Okay. Yeah, basically, at a point in time, like, one of my friends, she was lucky enough that, like, her boyfriend was her Secret Santa. So he gave her, like, a fucking painting of her. Well, technically they've broken up, but like, I remember because before that, all of this were like, ooh, you know, no, I'm just like, haha, it's kind of funny. And I think one of them thought, could, you know, one of them couldn't tell, like, what to get their recipient. I don't know, what's like, Secret Santa gives gifts to their children. Okay, no. I mean, basically he couldn't figure out what to give to the person he was supposed to give to. And the budget was like $20. He pulled out a $50 note from his wallet and was just like, I couldn't figure out what to get you, so here's $50. So she walked away with like the best present of all time. Okay, banger. This is for you. I'll put them under the tree tomorrow. How exciting! Yeah, that's my bag of presents. I'm Santa. Wait, I just need to like restick this one for my sister. I'm suddenly having a lot of memories about the past. No, I Like, I don't know, I've been getting sentimental recently. I've just been thinking about the past a lot. So, yeah. Okay, I've already labeled this one. So, just put it in the bag. I think I'm really lucky to have had a very blessed Christmases in the past. The majority of my Christmas has been pretty good experiences, except for I think maybe 2 years back when I finally finished like my final exams, which would determine like which university I would go to. And I mean, you know, like, it was the time when I told my parents, I was just like, hey, I have some mental health problems. And I just wanted to let y'all know, I am now seeking out a therapist, trying to make my life better, but I wanted you to know that I was very upset during this period of time because of like the things that you did and said, and it was a very difficult conversation to have, and that wasn't one of my best Christmases. But 2 years later, I'm still here. I'm still, you know, I've gotten the help that I needed. Still seeking out help and trying to be a little bit more confident in myself. And I'm here with you. So that really is like the best Christmas I could possibly ask for. I'm happy. Now I'm being sappy, I hate this. But seriously, do kiss me. Okay, we should go pack up, and then we can just lay in bed and cuddle. Sound good? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, help me pack up.